I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years. And just a year ago, achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. Everybody, yeah, rock your
body right. We are back. All right.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Courtney from LA.
And this is Mary from the Bay. Wow, thanks for that Backstreet Boys greeting. I wonder where you got that from.
It just like came to me today. It just came to me. Loving it.
You weren't inspired by The Bachelor?
Oh, okay. It must have been a subliminal thing. Yes, it was definitely from The Bachelor. The Backstreet Boys are coming back. Let's just go straight there.
Okay.
All right.
Bachelor episode 3.
It's just, this season's really tough for me. Like, I really want to like it, but I'm not sure. Like, I can't get into it. This week was really hard for me to fully get through, and I just got through it today, and only because we were taping this today.
I'm gonna be honest. I think, honestly, third episode's always hard to get through. You're kind of like, all right, we got to get rid of this riffraff. Like,
right. It's like the calm before the storm, like, just like, boring. Let's just do this.
There was some highlights. I mean, Nick did have to confess to all the girls that he slept with Liz. I mean, that's got to be an uncomfortable situation. Hey, I'm dating 17 other people. I just want to let you know that girl I let go, I already slept with, though.
But wait, the girls got so offended. Like, I've never heard, like, seen these faces of, I couldn't even believe, like, they're just gasping. And they're like, I can't believe this would happen. It's like, is this a room full of virgins? What's going on here? None of them have ever had a pass. Like, it's not that big of a deal. It was literally 9 months ago. It's not his fault that she decided to come on the show.
He should have asked the girls, raise your hand if you've never had a one-night stand.
And I'm pretty sure that Kristen would have, because I think she's the only virgin, actually, on this show.
Oh, is that kind of confirmed?
I'm not sure if it's actually been confirmed. I thought it was. Maybe not. But she did get the group date rose, which we were not shown.
Oh, okay. Fascinating. Fascinating.
Yeah, because obviously Liz was more important.
And then I also loved his tie that he wore when he had to confront the girls. I was like, this off. Oh, I mean, the 90s, I like the 90s back. I'm down with chokers right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But there's too much. Like, I have to say no to overalls. I have to say no to floral ties for men. These are
agreed.
These are hard no's for me.
Okay. So you would have walked off if he came in to talk to you.
Would have been hard, like, no,
I will not accept this rose.
I'm sorry, I have to leave based on your necktie.
But you know who did love the necktie? Our own little Inspector Gadget, Miss Corinne.
Oh my God, Corinne. Okay, she has been clearly entertaining.
Oh, easily.
Where did she get that Inspector jacket?
Because do you kind of love it and you want to know, or because you think like she was planning this before she came on the show?
No, I mean, I don't think it's her jacket. It's way too big.
Oh, you think this is like producer driven?
Yeah. And she's like, okay, guys, I'm going to need some Ready Whip, an Inspector Gadget jacket. And later on in 2 more days, I'm going to need a bouncy house.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's probably her nanny, Raquel, that brought all of this to her.
It's like ridiculous. Like, what? I want to know what the boundaries are on this show. Like, if you basically give any idea to a producer, they'll go and get it for you.
As long as they know that it's going to be good TV. She probably is like, bring me the Inspector Gadget jacket and I'm going to let you tape me getting ready for it in my underwear so you can definitely black bar some areas.
But they only black bar because it's ABC. She was still wearing underwear.
Yeah, Remember when they did that with Jillian?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they did that with like Kayla last year too. Yeah, it's, you know, they're trying to be respectful, and so is Nick around Corinne and the other girls.
Yeah, I actually feel bad for him because you know he wants to put it in, but he's like, fuck, it's only week 3. I can't put it in yet.
Yeah, it backfired on Caitlyn's season for him, and he was the villain, so you know.
Yeah, but I love his like commentary. He's like, you know, she's really good at stimulating chemistry and, you know,
giving her too much credit.
Oh, he just has like the biggest heart on and he's like so sad the cameras are around, basically.
The best is obviously all the girls are like getting pissed at it, right? And they're so angry at her. And, you know, Jasmine decides to take things into her own hands, steal him away. And she walks away just like heartbroken, like the plan didn't work. And I feel like the plan definitely worked.
Well, I also think that she has a drinking problem.
Oh,
and
definitely.
So she brews up these brilliant plans and then realizes that was probably not the best idea after 5 Proseccos.
Yeah, her plans never seem to come. Yes, exactly. And then she, is this the first time ever that a girl's ever missed a rose ceremony? She just decides to pass out instead? They say she's sleeping, but let's be honest. You know, she passed out and they nicely placed a rose next to her.
This has been the season of first. The first impression rose to go to a black girl, and the first time a woman slept through a rose ceremony.
Slept through. That's great. Ugh. And, you know, I'm glad that we got rid of these three because I don't even remember who they were except for Haley wearing a bra and ballet slippers. Like, get out of here. Bye.
That bra thing was out of control. I mean, she was just full on wearing like a black dress and you could see the entire bra.
Yeah, it wasn't like a, you know, just supposed to show a little bit to the imagination. There was no imagination on that.
No.
Okay. Also, I loved when Alexis got her rose and she just said, move, bitches. Like, Dolphin Girl is bringing it. She's kind of the comedic relief of this season, I feel. Like, you have the comedic relief of Corinne, but it's unintentional. And then you've got Alexis who's actually trying to, like, you know, be funny a little bit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, now let's talk about the Backstreet Boys date. I loved that. I don't think they've ever had a date either where the girls are more into the celebrity or, quote, D-list celebrity of The Bachelor, because like they bring out all those Olympic people on the next date and everyone's like, who are these people?
They're like, oh, that's the girl that runs. It's like, yeah, you had a 50-50 shot of being on track and field. Of course it's gonna be one of those. But have they ever had them come to the house, these D-list celebrities?
No. So they had the Backstreet Boys into the house. If I was there, I would have been like, I'm sorry, I was an NSYNC girl.
Well, you'd already left, though, because of the floral tie, so you wouldn't have made it this far.
No.
Okay, can I also tell you just a side story that I have? So this year I went to the Big Brother finale because obviously it's trash TV and I'm into it. Mm-hmm. And AJ from the Backstreet Boys was there with his girlfriend and he had an entourage and they had their own VIP area because apparently he's also a huge Big Brother fan. So at the after party, all the contestants are at this after party and they're kind of coming in one by one and everybody's like, oh my God, I'm so excited. AJ would literally beeline it to every single contestant, get his picture taken, and I'm pretty sure they're on his Instagram. So if anybody wants to do a deep dive on it, maybe you'll see me in the background just like gawking, just not even understanding what's going on right now and how he could be so obsessed with these people.
That's a dirty little secret, I think. And maybe it's not so much a secret.
AJ, I'm so sorry. I know you're a huge fan of our show, but I had to tell the world.
Okay. Well, and then I loved that date too because Corinne has no rhythm.
None.
And she was also hungover and dying, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And she
I think there was a Gatorade in her hand at one point. Electrolytes, obviously.
Yeah, she's like, this is like the hardest day ever. I'm hungover and have to dance with the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, she was in the back. I'm pretty sure they put her behind Jasmine, who was like definitely the best of all the girls with her dance background. And then you've got Corinne, who's like white girl dancing, and it's just not a good look on her.
But then Danielle L kills it, and she wins the You Are My Fire dance on stage. Cringeworthy moment.
Oh, like, everybody, it's Mary's cringeworthy moment of the week.
I was dying. I'm like just thinking, I'm like, you have to stand in front of this whole crowd of people and slow dance. And they were like awkward slow dancing. And then they were like kind of grinding a little bit.
And it was acapella. It was like there was no instrumental. It was just.
No. It was so bad.
In front of a crowd of like 500 women. It was
uncomfortable and cringeworthy, and I think she went in for the kiss more than he did.
Yeah, but I think Nick knows what he's doing. He knows he needs to put on a show for the crowd, so he's going to do whatever he can, whether he's into it or not. I personally think that he had a say in who wins because Jasmine probably should have won, but he's definitely not into her.
No, she's gone next week. Thanks.
Yeah, so that's why I think that they gave it to Danielle Elk because she wasn't as bad. But, you know, yeah, that was just really awkward. And, you know, all that planned dancing. Oh, man.
You mean choreography?
Oh, is that what the kids are calling it these days? Okay. So, yeah, that would be another Corinne-ism, if you will.
Yes.
As well as cheese pasta from Corinne, which it's mac and cheese, right? She just doesn't know how to say it.
Yeah, she's special. She's special. But then, you know, Corinne's nanny was the big bombshell this week was she got outed on her nanny. And I'm goddamn sick of it because it's not a nanny. It's called a personal assistant. When you're over 18 years old, you don't have a nanny. It's a personal assistant.
Well, have you gone on Twitter yet and looked at the handle at Corinne's nanny?
No, I don't have Twitter.
Oh, well, you know, get with the days, get with the kids. They're all doing it these days. There's a Twitter handle called at Corinne's Nanny, and it is a parody account of just all these hilarious little, you know, isms again of just defending Corinne and just really rooting for her. So I definitely check that out if you have a moment, okay?
She's going to be a great Paradise girl.
Oh, cannot wait. Could you imagine her with Chad? That is paradise.
Yeah, that would be great.
That is a match made in paradise.
She's like someone that would get married, though, on the beach at the end after the 6 weeks in paradise.
Yes, but she'll be more like a Marcus and Lacey and not so much a Jade and Tanner.
Totally.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about the one-on-one date. That was actually a really cool date. I don't think I would so much like it because I'm claustrophobic and I don't do well. I can't imagine doing well in zero gravity, but I think Vanessa did great and I think they have a lot of chemistry.
Yeah, I mean, they really hit it off. I really liked this date because I think it showed a different side to Nick. He came across pretty charming to me. I think he handled her vomiting pretty well. I mean, he was just kind of there by her side comforting her.
Mm-hmm.
He even went in for a kiss after she puked.
Yeah, and she even said, "I can't believe you're still kissing me after I puked," which neither could I. And I believe he said, "Still tastes fine," which is disgusting. But I think he's trying to be comforting, but you know, whatever. Yeah. Okay.
My other concern about her is if she drinks. Because when they were on the one-on-one date, it looked like she just had water. And I was like, maybe it's vodka soda. I wonder if she drinks.
Okay. Also,
that would be a hard no for me if you don't drink.
Mary, you have voted yourself off this show so many times. So many times. Okay. But really, I think he has to choose Vanessa. He posted a photo on his Instagram this week at Nick Vial, if you need to check it out. And it was of him and Vanessa kissing on their date. And I cannot imagine that whoever he's with would be happy about that photo. So he has to pick her, right?
I think she's going to make it far. I think she could be our next Bachelorette because I don't like at the end after blah, 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 during the pool date party.
Oh, right.
She sits him down at the end and goes into him.
Oh, gives the show ends on her ultimatum.
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of times when these bachelors have like a lot of power and he's like, I got 16 other girls. Like,
yeah. Oh.
Go for it, honey.
Yeah, you're going to give me this ultimatum. It's a bold move on her part.
Too early for the ultimatum.
Yeah. So let's talk about the other group date, though, the Nickathlon, which had, you know, all these gold medalists, which why are they on the show? What are they promoting? What are they doing? Are they just bored for the next 4 years?
Clearly. I mean, and I hate it when ABC does these low budget things. It's like the only thing they paid for was the hot tub at the end.
Oh, yeah. That was, which was so ridiculous. That, and our girl Astrid and her Fabletics sports bra really,
she was flopping around.
Took the win there. It was, I was thinking maybe she had fake boobs, but the way those were bouncing around, I don't think so.
No. I felt bad for her.
Yeah, but she won. So do you feel bad? She got the hot tub and his heart.
I guess she's a winner. She was a winner that day.
Yeah, well, then we go to the nighttime part of that day, and Dominique, who comes out of left field, which who is she even, just has this mental breakdown like no other.
And I know. Her anxiety got the best of her, but it's like no guys want to hear that shit. They don't.
None.
It's way too early.
None. Yeah, it's like take your anxiety, take your issues, and talk to your therapist.
Yeah, take your Xanax and get out of here, Dom.
Yep, which is exactly what he did for her. He eliminated her right then.
Later, baby.
Oh, did you just 50 Shades of Grey that right there? Oh, wow. Yeah.
See you later, on to the next.
Is that one of our sponsors of our show? Oh, wait, we don't have any sponsors because we have 12 listeners. Okay, so let's keep going.
50 Shades Darker coming out Valentine's Day 2017.
Okay.
Then Chris Harrison, he walks in and he was super cash and he makes it very dramatic. There will be no rose ceremony tonight.
Dun, dun, dun.
But let's have a pool party because Nyx wants to see all your bodies.
Woo!
Raven's putting sunblock everywhere.
It's like, hey, Raven, I don't know if you've ever worn sunblock, but the goal is to not turn their skin white with the sunblock. It's just to like rub it in and make sure that they're fully covered, but they don't need an actual like sunblock t-shirt. But thanks so much.
They keep coming back to her, though, so it makes me believe that she's going to make, like, a top six situation, because they keep on giving her just enough attention to keep you in our minds.
Okay, so I have a real question here. Do you think that the girls are supplied with nail polish?
Oh, I actually know the answer to that.
Oh, thank you. Please tell me.
Okay, so they can ask the producers to go out and get them things, but a lot of times they start out with gel and then they start getting really gross and then they just do their own nails. Sometimes on special occasions, they will let them go out or get a manicurist to come into the house.
Oh, I was like, they do not let them leave that mansion. There's no way.
But, or like they'll go somewhere all together to do it. Those are like special days. Like sometimes on Sundays they get to watch movies.
Oh, wow. It's like the Playboy Mansion with Hef. Okay. I just noticed Corinne was wearing light pink nail polish in the beginning episode. When she was straddling Nick in the bounce house, it was coral. So I just had some concerns, but I'm glad that you answered them for me.
Well,
so
they can bring their own.
Oh, okay. Great.
But.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts, obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum, soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream, obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TBT cream
has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com, and love the skin you're in. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
There's no manicurist on site.
Okay. No, ABC's not paying for that. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And so that's it for The Bachelor this week. I feel like next week needs to bring the drama, or it's going to be really difficult for me to get through this again. I need Corinne to do something, really throw a wrench into things. Maybe bring us another jacket.
I think it's just they come to that awkward point where they just need to drop off the girls.
Like, agreed.
Let's get down to our top six.
Agreed. Okay, let's move on. Let's move on to the trash-tastic Vanderpump Rules.
It was Katie's bridal shower,
which apparently I'm guessing was Coachella themed, but it was literally everybody just look horrible except if your name is Ariana.
I know, her dress was really cute, and she has great skin. Yes. And a good body. Well, all of the girls, I mean, I'm a girl that yo-yos myself, and the girls have just,
it's like Stassi, put down the ice cream that James Kennedy is giving you.
Yeah.
It's real. That her style, Stassi used to be like a queen, right? And her style is just getting, I mean, I know you were a fan of that bathing suit last week, but that's, her style is getting really bad. It was like she wore a hammock this week.
Yeah, that shirt was bad at the bridal
shower. She's like, you said Coachella themed. I thought I could be what you lay on. Just not a good look. Yeah, but this was also Kristen's comedy show. Kristen is not funny.
But wait, then I got worried that we're Kristen.
Oh, no. There's always one.
I was like,
what if
nobody's laughing at us?
They're definitely laughing at us. With us, who knows about that? But they put Jax's penis on a sign to do a fake penis app for dick pics. And while the idea was there, it's just like, they're just not funny. It wasn't good.
They were not funny.
Also, why would you not ask if you could use that? I feel like that's like potential, like he could like sue for that or something. But Jax is too dumb to ever realize how he could do that.
And everyone recognized the penis.
The weirdest part was Katie recognizing it at first. And I'm like, Katie, aren't you the only one who hasn't slept with him? But whatever.
No. And I mean, poor Brittany. She takes everything in stride. Like I feel like she gives it back to him, though, but she's like, well, whatever. Everyone's seen my boyfriend's penis. Not a big deal.
She's like, hey, y'all. Like, Kristen, that was like real rude that like you showed my boyfriend's penis. And like, I know I'm hanging out with you and Stassi and Jax right now, but like, we've all slept with him. And she's like, by the way, have you met my mom, Snooki? It was like, who gave the mom the frosted lipstick? Like, who? And who put her? Did she get locked in a tanning bed? I feel like she's like.
Why was the mom staying with them at their one bedroom apartment?
Oh, no. I think they upgraded to a two bedroom now.
No, I think she said that she was sleeping in
oh, in
the
their bed
with her mom. And then he was on the couch.
Oh,
and then
my
he
God.
Comes back with coffee. And she's like, did you get me any coffee? And he's like, no, there's coffee here. We have a Keurig. We paid $200 for that thing. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Please be a gentleman. She's like, when are you finding Christ? I'm like, you will never find Christ.
He's like, I don't want to be one of the people who get dust thrown on him. I'm like, what kind of church have you been to, Jackson?
I know what he's talking about. He's talking about sometimes they have like incense and
frankincense and myrrh, like
no, but sometimes that like if he's probably only gone to like mass when it's like a special holy day of obligation and they do that.
And that was the commentary from our third grade Catholic teacher. Thank you, Mary.
Don't tell people my occupation.
I'm so sorry. I think you said it on episode one of this, so your fault. Also, can we just get over Lala? I'm so over her. What is with this NDA? Like, you are not that cool. And also, I'm really upset. I've lived in LA or the outskirts of LA for basically all my life, and I have tits, like she said. I've never been offered a flight.
You've never been on that private plane?
No. And so I'm doing something all wrong. And I'm really worried about how I've been living my life these past 30 years.
You know what? You got to start stuffing then.
They're big enough. I think I'm hanging out with the wrong people. Like,
no, the non-disclosure thing was fantastic. I believe it. What do you think?
I just don't understand. It's like, why even do it? Like, you think that Tom and Ariana signed one for Coachella?
100%. These people, they are so, like, you know, what's it called?
You're going to have to be more specific. Social climbers?
They're super social climbers. And
star fuckers, if you will.
And do anything for free.
It's
true. They're like, hey, free house. Do you see the freaking RV they took to Sonoma? Like, you couldn't get a hotel and you went into a restaurant in Novato that was... I mean, I just can't. They're losers.
Definite losers. But they're pretty losers, but they're just losers. Anyways, yeah. I know Lala's leaving the show. I hope it's next week. I'm over it. Because the fact that she's a storyline for everybody, it's like, I'm over it. Just go have sex with your married husband, boyfriend, whatever he is, and go sign some NDAs in your Range Rover. Bye.
Yeah. I do look forward to seeing more of Katie's wedding stuff, because I think it's gonna unravel a little bit.
Do you think that at her actual wedding that they had Taco Bell cater it like the shower?
I can only hope. I can only hope.
A girl's dream.
Give me that Crunchwrap Supreme.
Yeah, the preview for the rest of the season looks really interesting. What's going on with Sandoval cross dressing and calling Tom Schwartz a battered wife?
So much to look
forward to.
Those Toms are gay, so they're in love with each other. So
on that note, let's talk about the best reality show of 2017. Summer House!
I freaking love this show. Kyle.
I can't stop
and
smiling
Carl.
When I talk about it. I just can't stop. I'm giddy. I'm just like, I'm a little schoolgirl, like blushing. I'm obsessed. It's so good.
Okay, I'm friends with Kyle on Instagram. Well, I mean, I follow him.
Oh, it's like friends on Instagram. Are you sliding into those DMs, Mary?
I wish. But he's great. You know, he's like, the first rule of Summer House, there's no couples. And he's got Everett and that bitch.
Oh, my God. What's her name? Lindsay. She's the worst. Their fights are ridiculous. She's so insecure. I'm over her. That fight in the hot tub, I don't even understand what was happening. Some girl at work texted him and she freaked out.
I do think Everett, though, has like some PTSD.
Oh, for sure. He's got a little bit of an anger issue. I was afraid for our love, Kyle. Like, don't hurt him.
No.
Do not splash water in his face. We did not say that was okay.
No, Kyle just,
he wants to drunkie.
Yeah. He wants to wear wigs.
Yeah.
He wants to date girls that are 9 years younger than him.
Yeah, because they're not asking for a ring like most 30-year-olds in New York.
I love it. I love it.
Do you think he's like messing with us? Like, I feel like he's like really, really smart and he just plays the dumb card. So people are like, oh, that's just Kyle.
Well, what is his job?
Well,
it's entrepreneur.
Yeah. So like dad's rich, right? He's got a trust fund or something.
And then are the twins his cousins?
No. So I think that was just what Steven said. I think he had said that he met one of them on the train out to Montauk, because that's what you do. You party on the train, apparently. I don't know. But like they had this montage of when they were all going out for the night. It's really little. You have to really look for it. You might not catch it. But he's just in his room in white pants because it's before Labor Day. And he's just dancing by himself, topless in white pants. And I'm assuming he's looking into a mirror because one can only hope.
And he's probably having a BBC. Ugh. Bailey's banana and cream.
Does that not sound delicious?
And he's also a calorie conscious guy. He's like, he's like 1,000 calories, but it's so worth it.
It's a meal replacement. I love him and I want a BBC. And when I come visit you this weekend, I expect to be greeted with a BBC at the door.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be great. Okay. So how do you feel about Carl? Carl's like trying to play this like romantic, like gentleman to whatever the single twin's name is. But I think he's messing with her. He's bad news. He's a bad news bear.
Okay. I love someone that has had a weight problem previously. So Carl already admitted to growing up being chubby. And he's had to use his personality to get him farther in life. So I freaking love that. But now he's a total babe. He's tall, dark, and handsome. He's 6'5".
So he's your dream.
100%. But he's totally... He's not going to stick around with this girl. Did do some research on him as well.
Okay. So you guys are friends on Instagram as well.
I didn't commit to following him, but
I clicked
on his page. Yeah. And he did hang out with her on Halloween.
Oh, interesting. So before the show aired.
Yes.
But after the house in the summer. Yeah. Oh, they're definitely just friends. That girl. What? I can't figure them out. Like, are they... They seem kind of pretty this week, but it's like that chin. Like, I'm afraid it's going to like poke my eye out or something, or like it could carve like an ice sculpture. Like, I just don't know what's going on.
So I agree with you.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me you did some research as well.
There was some more research.
Okay, great.
And you guys are just lucky that I dive into Instagram for you.
We're so lucky.
They've gotten their noses done. I think they've gotten chin implants.
An implant in the chin? Oh my God.
This is what I think. Okay. I'm no plastic surgeon.
Oh. Right. Catholic school teacher, everyone.
But they also, they go up and down with their weight as well, which keep on coming back to that. But I also did some research on the twin that's married. Her husband's like kind of just normal looking guy.
Well, she's a normal looking girl. I mean, he was with her before the lifestyle blog, so she stuck with him all this time because he knew her before she was something.
They get better with age and time. And even in the last few years, even when they were going back to Real Housewives, there's just been like so much, I feel like.
Oh, I thought you were saying
contouring, that. Contouring.
Oh, yes.
No, like with contouring and just little minor surgeries for these celebrities now, you can look like so different and improved. On TV.
Oh, yeah.
So easily.
Let's talk about the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, because those flashbacks were a lot. Kyle has come so far.
Kyle looks so different.
She looks so different. Her fashion is still horrible. I don't understand how
I love a good muumuu.
No, they're called caftans. And you know who pulls them off? Erica pulls them off. You know what Kyle doesn't pull off? These horrible outfits. When they were in Malibu, she shows up in this white, I thought it was a white tank top with like a puffy skirt, but then there was a white underlay underneath. So, which leads me to believe she was wearing like a tight bandage dress and decided to put a poofy skirt over so it wouldn't show her love handles. What's up, Kyle?
Well, why did she bring Portia to the lunch?
Because she's trying to get Portia discovered. Like, it's not going to happen. She's not your cutest kid.
Well, I also, Portia is super spoiled. I think she sleeps with Kyle and Mauricio every night, which is weird.
Yeah, that was really weird when she was leaving for Greece and she was like, you just sleep with Portia. Like, Portia, go sleep in your own bed. You're like 10.
She's hitting like second grade.
Yeah, and like your parents need, Kyle's going to lose Mauricio if she's not having sex with him. So, Portia, get back to your own bed.
I think he's probably just like the ultimate schmoozer, makes everyone feel like a million bucks in the room. I think he definitely messes around a little bit.
Oh, for sure. He has to. But it's to land the gig, you know? He's got to sell the house. He's got to do the wife.
Yeah.
Speaking of the most obnoxious wife, PK. PK.
Oh, Dorit.
PK, have you seen Erica's underwear? I cannot stand her. What is she doing on the show? Get her off. What does she bring? Nothing.
I'm over Pantygate.
It's done. It's done.
They have no storyline this year. And then they're trying to bring back in the Kim Richards alcohol storyline. Oh, I felt bad for Kyle at that luncheon where Eden is like, well,
who the hell is Eden? She is the worst.
She's Vidal Sassoon's daughter.
With horrible hair. But okay, proceed. Continue.
But, I mean, could you imagine sitting down at a lunch and this woman just starts asking you about your alcoholic sister? It's like, whoa.
Pump the brakes.
I've never even talked to you before. Why are you asking me about this? Don't tell me that my mother's an alcoholic. Like, who asks how many carrots are in a ring? Fuck you. I'm sorry. I love Kyle. I will stand up for her.
Okay, but what I couldn't understand about Eden, I just, like, one, what's up with her boob job? It's
it was bad, it was like in that one.
It was professional. Deformed. Like,
where is the other one?
Yeah, you have cleavage on one side, nothing on the other. And also, she's the worst. Like, nobody, like, needs her as a sober, like, sponsor. If Kim wants one, she'll find it.
Yeah, I mean, clearly Kim is going to battle with this forever.
Yeah, don't call
it. It's a sad story. But
Rinna, move on. Rinna keeps thinking that she's being helpful and all she wants to do is help. It's like, Rinna, get a storyline. Go prostitute out your daughters that you're trying to make happen. Delilah
Please
Bell.
Show me more of that.
Yeah, show me more Delilah Bell. Check out her Instagram. She's underage drinking. Just something I've noticed.
But yeah, Real Housewives doesn't really have anything going on this season.
No, I'd love to. Okay. I just want to touch on really quickly because I did happen to cry this episode because the LVP storyline with Max finding his adopted parents, I cried. I thought it was really sweet. I thought the story was sweet. I feel like you don't really like LVP, so you're not gonna let her slide with having emotions.
Yeah, I mean, no. Oh, I'm such an idiot for crying. Yeah, right, Lisa Vanderpump. Like, you want this storyline to make yourself look good. Yeah, you've done a great thing. You adopted a child and 20 dogs.
Well, he's just like another rescue dog for her, right?
Seriously.
What's up with those rescue dogs? The one was just laying on the table, like, catatonic, not moving, and I got really nervous that it was actually dead.
I can't with all these animals that she, like, sticks her tongue down their throats. And I'm like, ugh. Too much for me. Too much.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I would like to go more into Housewives, but I don't want to because it just bored me this week. So yeah,
get a new storyline. We're done with Pantygate. We're done with alcoholism. I want to see Erica Jane in Greece.
And I want to see who's addicted to Xanax because it's Rinna or it's Eden. Let's get on that because that's where the real stuff is happening.
I think it could be LVP.
Yeah, right. Lisa Vanderpump would never, ever admit to having a problem. And in the previews for next week, they're both, Rinna and Eden are talking about Xanax.
Well, to be continued.
To be continued. All right, everyone. That's it for this week. Thanks for judging with us. We'll see you next week. Bye, Mary.
Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years. And just a year ago, achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect. And it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig.
Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.